This sermon thinks on, reflects upon all three of the readings, but to start, I begin by reading two of the verses out of Matthew chapter 2. The wise men said, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it arose and have come to worship him." May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. It was Jesus, the Son of God, who was born. And yet we know the Holy Spirit is involved in all kinds of ways in that birth, the conception of Jesus, the birth of Jesus, and spreading the news about Jesus. The Holy Spirit is very much involved in the saving of God's people. We had already read in a previous week from Luke 1, "The angel answered her," that is Mary, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God." Mary had an incredible faith. For this message from heaven, this messenger from heaven, the angel gave her a message that was astounding. She was going to bear a child. And this was not a child that was from her betrothed, Joseph, but this was one by the power of the Holy Spirit. Mary received that power of the Holy Spirit to conceive that child, but it's also the Holy Spirit is in Mary, giving her the faith to know that, as all faithful Jews knew the Old Covenant, that there was a Savior promised, that the Messiah was to come. And now she's been told that Messiah is going to be born from her. And to have the faith to understand that and believe it, and to say, "Let it be done to me as you have said." Another way of saying, "To God, thy will be done." There was great faith there in Mary. The Holy Spirit was working with her. In thinking of the many old places in the Old Testament where there's promises of the Savior, one of the passages that stands out because of the faith that is expressed in it early on is in the life of Abraham, in this passage that we read from Genesis 15. And we notice that several times in verse 1 and also in verse 4, it says, "The word of the Lord came to Abraham." In Old Testament wording and phrases, that means this is a word of God. And Abraham, as it comes to a prophet, he's a prophet. And he is not only a prophet, but he is the recipient of this blessing from God. And this is a powerful, powerful word from the Lord, because he is going to have a great, very great reward. And he had already been told earlier, as recorded in chapter 12, that he would be a blessing to many nations. But in this passage, he says, "But God, I don't have any children yet. And my servant Eliezer of Damascus is going to be my servant, is going to be my heir." God said, "No." The word of the Lord came to Abraham and said, "No, your own son shall be your heir. And not only that, you're going to have so many descendants, it will be as many as the stars in the sky, if you can count them." And then the text says in verse 6, "And he believed the Lord." And he believed the Lord. This is an astounding thing, because this promise was against all human figuring, all human wisdom. He was past the age of fathering a child, and his wife was also very old. And so how could this happen? But God said, "You're going to have so many descendants through your own son. It will be like the stars in the sky." And he believed the Lord.
And it says, and it was credited to him as righteousness. Not his works, but his faith in the promises of God. The Holy Spirit calls people to believe in God's promises like this to Abraham. Then in our Christmas narratives in Matthew chapter 2, of course, the wise men are so integral to our Christmas celebrations and what our society in general thinks of it. In fact, I didn't tell Debbie this yet, but I was looking at Fisher-Price little people toys, nativity sets, and I didn't buy it yet. But but it's interesting because there was this really nice set, and I'm thinking of our kids, our children, you know, the grandchildren and stuff, what's safe for the little ones. And it only had the wise men, not the shepherds. And there were comments underneath, the shepherds are missing, only the wise men. The wise men are so much in our consciousness in society that they, Fisher-Price only makes wise men in their nativity set. Isn't that interesting? I found that remarkable. But the wise men, we have to see that there is their faith there, that God is bringing them, he's drawing them to know about Jesus. When we think about it, it was not the wise men who created the stars or ordered the stars to shine a light, to shine a path to go to King Herod, to go to Jerusalem, and then to go to Bethlehem. That was God. He ordered all these things. And the wise men then were drawn to follow. And there is a faith there. There is a drive there that they want to know the king who is to be born because they say to Herod, so that we can worship him. God was drawing them. And the Holy Spirit is drawing them to know this is not just a king, a dignitary, but somebody divine that they should worship. Here, the Holy Spirit is working among people to draw them to Christ. The Holy Spirit today also draws us. And it helps us to focus on Christ. And when we get distracted by other things at Christmas time, but then we are drawn again to think, oh, it's about Jesus and it's about the birth, that's the Holy Spirit working in us. That is absolutely the Holy Spirit working in us. That is his job. He points out Christ. And he brings up faith, and he gives us this comfort and peace of Christ. Just looking a little bit at Micah 5, that middle reading for today, at verses 4 and 5. And he shall stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall dwell secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth. The work of the Holy Spirit is to draw people to Christ from everywhere, from the ends of the earth, as he drew the wise men and drew others. And the work of the Holy Spirit also then is that people know the peace of Christ. If you have a great gift, but you don't know about it, it just sits there unreceived. It just sits there not helping you. It just sits there and you don't have any joy of the gift. But the Holy Spirit is the one who says, there is the gift. Trust in these words. Trust in these promises about this baby. In him there is peace. In him there is forgiveness. And he draws people from all around. Don't you think if he drew the wise men, he can also draw you and me and show us the Christ again and give us peace again in Christ. Altogether, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit want us to know and reflect and have comfort and joy in that promised baby that was born and in what he would do for us. Dear friends in Christ, the Holy Spirit has drawn you even here tonight, and he wants you to have the peace that Christ gives. We pray. Dear Father in heaven, we give you thanks for sending your Son, Jesus. And we give you thanks for sending us your Holy Spirit so that we may trust and know that this baby is the one who would live, die, and rise again for us. Show us the comfort and peace that you have given your people throughout the scriptures and then also to us, that we may not fret or worry or think that Jesus isn't for us, but that we may be sure and certain. All these things, Heavenly Father, we bring to you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.